Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful siman Tov Peches, which deals with the Shachris Tefillah on Pesach. And we had finished off yesterday with some of the Ramah on the last line of Tzadi Gimel Omud Aleph. So we'll quickly read that last line in the Mechaber and the Ramah. But Gomer Mahalo, we said that you read an entire Hallel, you finish off the entire Hallel on the first 2 days. Umavarach the Ramah said, Likros HaHallel. The Brach is Likros HaHallel. So we started this Mishnah Berurah. We'll go again in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. Rotz Lomar, the difference between Likros HaHallel and Gomer HaHallel. So Rotz Lomar, Shlo Yomar Ligmor HaHallel. We don't say in the Brach, Shek Shem Ezel Zivan Ligmor HaHallel. The Shema Yedalek Teva Bo, Teva Os, O Os Achas, Vyesh Chashas Brachel Vatov. We spoke yesterday about this. I won't go into it again in detail. Then we compare Hallel to the Megillah. And a person has to, in fact, not miss a single word. It's certainly not a whole pasuk, and not even a letter. And therefore, if you do that, you have to go and repeat it. So therefore, if a person makes a mistake by accident, they said Ligmar HaHalel, and he didn't realize it, so then he says a brachal vatol. He said an incorrect statement. So therefore, it's better to say Likros, which seems to imply that if you miss something, okay, you didn't really say a brachal vatol. However, as we pointed out, v'im omar Ligmar Yotze, if you did say Ligmar Yotze anyway, and some places they actually have the custom to say Ligmor and not Likros, and Levatel Minhogom. He brings that for the Prima Gotham. You don't have to go and change what they said. Now, Dirshu, footnote number 9, brings down Afilu Biyomim She'ein Gomer Ben Sahalel. Even on days that we don't say the full Hallel, like a Rosh Chodesh, in Birach Ligmor, if you said Ligmor instead of Likros, the Ramot says you're also okay, but the Evid, you're fine. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah there brought down, because the word Gomer it doesn't apply that you said every single word necessarily. The word gomer could mean likro or kore, so therefore it's acceptable as well, bidi ebit. Now, we continue. In this Mishnah Berurah, in Baal Leves HaKnesses Samal Halal, if you come to shul and they're up to halal, you came late, unfortunately. So yikra tchila halal matzibor v'yachak hakispalo. So then, even before you daven, better to say halal with the tzibor, and this way you'll fulfill saying Hallel with the Tzibor. As long as you're not going to miss Kriyashma and Shemana Esrei, saying it in the proper time. So they're davening early enough that you can say Hallel with them and you still have time to say the brachas of Kriyashma and Shemana Esrei in the right time. So then that's perfectly acceptable to say Hallel first and then daven the Shachris. And he says, Ayin Le'el and Simtach Chobez. We learned this in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh with Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezayin over there. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion here, Oz Dalet, he says, if you already started to say Pesukat Zimra, then you shouldn't be mafsik to say with them Hallel. However, but if you're in between, you concluded Melech Mulab Yishbachos, so you finished off Pesukat Zimra, and now you're about to start Yotzer R, so then you can be mafsik to say them Hallel at Sibur. And he says, that's if you know that there isn't another tzibur that you can say halal with. Because otherwise, you have to say, without interrupting now for halal, and say with the other tzibur halal, and this way, that's the preferred way to do this. Now, in Dirshu, footnote number 10, he brings down that previously we said this din that you should say with the tzibur, that was, he mentioned specifically for days that we don't go with the halal. Because there, it's a question, should you or should you not make a bracha on your own? On Rosh Chodesh, there are opinions that say that unless you're davening with the tzibur, you don't say a bracha on halal. But here he's pointing out that even on days that you do say halal, and you could say the bracha on your own, still it's better to say with the tzibur. He adds, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and you're silent Shemana Esrei, and you remember before you say halal, so you have to go back and repeat the Shemana Esrei. So should you repeat the Shemana Esrei before you say Hallel or not? So he brings down, this is a machlokas, the Das Torah and the Shelos Tshuvos Teferis Tzvi say that you should say Hallel with the Tzibur, and then afterwards repeat your Shemana Esrei. But if you're davening b'yichidus, then you should certainly repeat your Shemana Esrei and then say Hallel. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, he adds, Shaladaito yitochin sh'af kishmispal b'yichidus yochol lomar ha-Hallel t'chila. Even if you're davening by yourself, you could still say Hallel first if you wanted. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, Sha'af kishu b'tzibur, tov shispal miyah. He says, even if you're davening with the tzibur, it's better to daven the makeup Shemana Esrei because you made a mistake, you should daven that right away. Dirshu foot number 11 points out that when you're in the middle of Pesukat Zimra, we say don't stop because then you're not going to be able to say the brachos on Hallel because that would be an interruption between the bracha of Baruch Shama and the bracha of Yishtabach. Now we continue the Mechaber. He says, "Ve'ein mafsikin bo elo kederech she'omru b'kriyat shema." The halachos over here of stopping in Hallel are exactly like the halachos of stopping in the brachos of Kriyat Shema, whether you're between the individual paragraphs of Kriyat Shema or the brachos of Kriyat Shema, or whether you're actually in the middle of a paragraph. And he outlines them as follows. And he says the halacha is be'em sa perek, if you're in the middle of the perek, so you're in the middle of one of the paragraphs, Shol b'shalom aviv o rabbo, you're allowed to go and ask a person like your father or your Rebbe how they're doing. If they come up to you, you're allowed to ask shalom for them. And meishiv shalom l'adam nichbad, and if somebody, a chashuv person, comes up to you and wishes you shalom aleichem, you're allowed to go and respond back to them. Meishiv shalom l'adam nichbad shenosan lo shalom. However, ubein haprakim, in between the paragraphs, then even shol b'shalom adam nichbad, you're allowed to even ask an important person shalom to them, give them shalom, meishiv shalom l'adam, and anybody that comes up to you, you can respond back to them. However, the issue footnote number 13 reminds us that our minhag nowadays is not to do this. Nobody would expect, no Rav would expect you to stop in the middle of your brachos of Kriyat Shema and give him a shalom aleichem, or to respond to him if he didn't realize that you're in the middle of those brachos. So he brings down from many posim acharonim that nowadays we don't do this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalid tells us uprot the yadinim elu ayin le'el in Siman Samach Vav. And we learned the halacha, so the brachos of Kriyat Shema, over there it told us what you're allowed to stop for. The issue footnote number 12 goes through this in some arichos. If we have time at the end of the shir, I'll go through it. But otherwise, ayin sham for a reminder of what these dinim are. Sif Katan Hay in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down ve'elu in aprokim. These are the paragraphs that we're talking about that are called in between them. So hallelujah, halu, adei Hashem v'gomer. So that is a paragraph in and of itself. That's the first paragraph. But say Sormi Mitzrayim, that's the second paragraph. That's a paragraph in and of itself. Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu Vagomer, that's the third paragraph. Yahavti Vagomer, that's the fourth paragraph. Halus Hashem, Kol Goyim Vagomer, that's the fifth paragraph. Minametzah Vagomer, that's the sixth paragraph. And Radak Kosav, the Minametzah, Eino Tchilasim is, where he says Minametzah is not the start, and Lamaschel Hodul Hashem Kitov, that's the start. So these are the definitions of what are the paragraphs that are considered in between the paragraphs and in the midst of the paragraph. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagav v'davka b'shnei yomim harishonim shegomim b'mahalel dino hachilini nafsoka." He says that these dino apply over here when you're saying a full halal, which is of course only the first 2 days, the one day in Eretz Yisrael and the 2 days in Chutz La'aretz that are the first days of Pesach, when you say the entire halal. The rest of Pesach, we don't say the full halal, because on the seventh day of Pesach, we have the Shira and the Mitzrayim died in the Yam, and we're not supposed to be happy, and we don't say Hallel over somebody's death, so therefore we wouldn't say it on the seventh day. So it's not proper then. The Chol HaMoed should be stronger than the seventh day, so therefore Chazal said only say a half Hallel on the Chol HaMoed and on the seventh day. And therefore, the Ramah says over here, this din of Havsak only applies when you're saying the full Hallel. Avu b'yom she'en gomrim on days that you don't complete the Hallel. So he says, Ayin le'el in Simon Tov Chav Beis, and the Halachos of Rosh Chodesh in Sif Dalet, these dinim are discussed. And if you look, in fact, in Dershu foot number 15, he reminds us. He says, there it says, Shom Kosav, Shafilu Shaw Machmas Ones, Shamokum Lo Yonoki V'chadome, that even if you had a long delay over there because there was unclean space and you weren't able to continue, so he says, even there you're allowed to finish off the halal, even though you stopped for a long period of time. And he adds, in Sif Katan Chav Hey over there, Sheish Machrim Ba Onesh Shein Oroy Achshav L'Spalo. And some are Machmir that if it was something like there was excrement there and you couldn't daven, that you would have to go back. And therefore, he says, better to go back and repeat the Hallel, albeit without a bracha. It also says over there, Shagam Bahalal Adinu Shim Shah Machmas Ones Bechte Ligmor Eskula Tzorech Lazul L'Tchilas Hallel. He says, in fact, that you have to, if you had to stop for some reason that it was an Ones, something against your will, so then he should go back and repeat the Hallel, and he says, you should go back all the way to the beginning of the Hallel and repeat the Hallel. And the Bir Halach over there adds for the Darkei Moshe, and he writes that no, you don't have to. But the Levush, the Bach, the El Yerabba all say that you should, and the Morgan Rav, the Maisa Paskins, that you should go back, however, don't repeat the Bracha. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im pasak b'emtza, if you did stop in the middle, v'shoaf you look at the ligmor kulo, and you paused long enough that you could have finished the halal, ein tzorech lachzor el hamokum shepasak." He says that doesn't ruin it, like we just pointed out, and you only have to go back to the place where you stopped. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin Vav tells us, "Haynu afilu b'emtza perek." This is even in the middle of a perek. Siv Katan Zayin v'shoa. From the fact that it says mi disosam, it doesn't tell us specifically any details here. Mashma afilu shor bonus, even if it was extenuating circumstances, it doesn't ruin it for you. The issue foot number 14 reminds us that there's two types of onus over here. Shnei sugim. He says, yesh oneshu machmas sh'odom in a roi atalith tvila. So, for example, somebody that can't daven now, he has to go to the bathroom. So, therefore, there's excrement over there, so he can't daven. And then there's the onus that somebody, sh'odom atzmo, roilus bal, he could daven, but there's some sakan over there that's preventing him from davening. So in any event, in either type of onus, so we already learned these dinim. I pointed them out in the issue foot number 15. What those dinim are. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Bahalel, when you're saying Halel, afilu asar karm kiyachot. Normally, if one person is motzi somebody else, nobody else should be talking, nobody else should be doing it. But because Halel is such a dover chaviv, it's such a dear thing to us, so even if multiple people are saying it, you could focus on the one person that you're intending to be yotzi with, and it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ches tells us, Rotzul Omar, afilu hecho shemotzini de chova, b'amiros and lachem. Even if one person is being motzi others, but other people are still saying it all together, they're not being yotzi with him. Below Amrin and Treikol, we don't say over here that you can't focus it on the one guy that you're trying to listen to. As in fact, is the halachic, the Ashkelon, Simon, Kuf, Memalev, Siv, Beis, that in Kriyas HaTorah that only one person should lane and not have multiple people laning. The halal chavivi lo mishum zichron neis. Halal is special, and a person can concentrate because it reminds us of the neis. The issue foot number 16 says, and on Rosh Chodesh, when you're saying halal, it's not because of a neis. So then the Shona Halacha says, Shiyotokhin ein lamar tamzeh. Then we don't have this reasoning. And he adds, so therefore, this din may not apply in Rosh Chodesh. It's a special din because of the Zichron and Eis of Yontif. However, he leaves it with a Tzarech Iyan. But in any event, on Pesach, certainly on the Shlosh Regalim, even though there are multiple people saying it, you focus it on the guy that you're tending to be yotzi with because it's so chaviv to you and you'll be able to listen. On the high time, based upon this reasoning, Gam Kain, Haminuk Shemakachin Shnaim Oyose Yachabi Shabbos Yomtov. Similar reason, you could technically have one person that you're being listened to be Yotzi you in the Kiddush, even though other people are also saying Kiddush at the same time. So let's say at a table, according to this din, L'chatrila, if you had five different couples there at the table, so each husband is, let's say, making Kiddush for his own family, they could all make it together. And the wives and the children, whoever's being Yotzi with his family, would be able to pick out and listen to their husband, to their father, and not be distracted by all the other people saying Kiddush. Or Okishosh Masukkah. Similarly, when you're sitting in a sukkah, Kama Balibata Makach Melotzi Beve. Some, the same thing would happen with Kiddush over there. Mishum Da Kiddush Chaviv Lam. Kiddush is so special and dear to us, the Yovi Da Tayo Vishami, that the people will be able to focus in and listen to the one that they're intending to. Why is Kiddush so Chaviv? So Deir Shafut number 17 brings that from the Chok Yaakov. Kivin Shemaskirim Bo Shabacha Bono Akodesh Boch, Venotzalon Shabosos Lemnucha, Shem picked us. He gave us specially Shabbos for resting and the Mardin Lesimcha. So therefore, we'll focus in on it. We'll be so excited to hear it. We'll be able to pick out the voice that you want to listen to from all the other voices. The issue foot number 18 adds, based upon this, the Ramos says, Shim Shoma Berosh Hashanah Tkiyas Shofar Mishnayim Shetoku B'Shofar Kiyachot Yotzuk Deichova. Even on Rosh Hashanah, if two people are blowing shofar, you could pick out the one that you want to listen to because it's so chaviv to you. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shekiva Shi Mitzvah Shabbat Mizman Lizman, all of these mitzvahs come on an occasional basis at a set time, so therefore they're very dear to a person and they'll be able to pick out and distinguish. However, the Bir Alocha says, Dafka im kivein losis me'echamim, but you have to be careful that you're picking one to be yotze with, and not that you're just picking up a word from this guy, a word from that guy in the Kiddush, or this sound from this shofar, that sound from that shofar. That's not good. And he further brings down, Shafilu kama noshim b'chol likros ha-megillah yachad, v'ashom yotze mechachi dechova. He says, the same reason applies to the Megillah, that you could have even multiple reading the Megillah, and the person will focus on the one that he wants to be yotze with. However, there are certainly those that say that one should not rely upon this unless he has no choice, because there is certainly is a potential for problem over here. And therefore, many people in this situation, Mishnah Berurah himself is going to say it later on, that it's better to do it zeh achar zeh. And right now, we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. He continues, Mikom okom yose tov shelo yikachu b'vas achas. He says it's preferable really not to rely upon this, that everybody should make Kiddush at the same time. Heichi shetzrichi lootzi b'nei veso, because each husband's trying to be yotzi his family, and they may hear a word from him and a word from somebody else. And therefore, he says, elo zeh achar zeh is better, it's preferable. The issue foot number 19 brings down, when he says, Yosef Tov Shlo Yikadish Yachad, that's what he says over here. But previously he had said, Stam, in the name of the Elyar Rabba, Shem Rotzim Shnei Amnosh, Lotzis B'nei Vesem Akiddush, Lo Yikachu Kiyachot. There he said, you shouldn't do it. Kiv Shetrei Kol L'Mishtamoy. There he was even stronger. Here it says, maybe if you want to, do it one after the other. And previously said, you definitely should do it, rather than relying upon the Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy in this situation, because it's so chaviv to you. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Motzi and Shnei Svarim, you take out two Sifrei Torah on Pesach, the Korban Berishon Chamisha Gavri. The first Torah, you have five aliyos. The Mosifim Yom Tov, are you allowed to add osavos? Ayin Leil Reish Simon Reish Pabez. There were two opinions. One said that you could, one said that you couldn't. The minhag is usually not to make osav unless you have yard sites or something like that, that you don't have a choice. And what do you read from? You read from Parshas Bo, Min Mishchu, from the psukim that deal with the Inyon of the Yoma, the Korban Pesach, Ad Me Eretz Mitzrayim Atzvo Sam. And then you say the Maftir, and he reads, Kori Bishnei Bishaini, the second Sefer Torah, Parshas Pinchas, Vachodesh Arishon. You start from there on the first days of Chodesh Rishon. Chol HaMoed, you start a little bit later. Umaftir B'Yoshua Besi. And we read the special of Torah that deals with Yoshua bringing the Korban Pesach as well, Bris Mila, etc. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes tells us, Ayin Le'el and Simon Kuf Lam and Zayin, and Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Aleph for some of these dinim. The issue footnote 20 goes through some of the dinim, what happens if you made a mistake, if you left out something, if you read from the wrong Sefer Torah. Again, I don't know if we'll have time at the end of the shiur. We'll try to go through the issue footnote 12 and the issue footnote number 20, but we probably will not have time. Therefore, try to see them inside yourself. They're all interesting scenarios, what happens if certain mistakes occur. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud tells us that we read them after and Av Torah. So he says, Yesh Maschilim V'yom Yoshua Elam Yizkat Doshu. You go a little bit earlier. V'chein Noagim Akshu. And he says, based upon the Chok Yaakov, that this is the minhag to start from that place. Then the Mechaber says, U'mespalin Tfilas Musaf. After you finish the Leini, you say Musaf. And now Musaf, we of course start saying over here, those that say Morid Atal, and those that don't say Morid Atal, they stop saying So he says, "V'ein maskirim geshem mikan ve'elach." Now, from this point and on, in Yishmon Esrei, you no longer say "Mashiv ruach mera goshem." And he says, "Ayin le'el simin kufiyud dalit sif gimel." The Rama says that. So these dinim will discuss further. So we look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph. He says the opinion of the Chabad, that's the Chabad, duhu minak svard, which is of course minak svard. Shafilu b'musav gufa ein maskirim geshem. Even in your silent Shmones, you no longer say "Mashiv ruach mera goshem." And according to this, was that because of Rama, "Ayin le'el simin kufiyud dalit sif gimel," where these dinim are discussed, the Shom Mivua B'Hagon, the Ramah Avodir, the Menogenu, Kiposkim, the Srilu, the Tzorach Maskir, the Tzibur Maskir B'Musaf. In your silent Shmon Esrei, you still say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem, Ach Yishmu Shashlich Tzibur, Eino Maskir B'Tefiloso, Shechoze B'Kol Ram. And therefore, you only in the Chazar Seshat stop saying Mashiv Ruach. In the silent Shmon Esrei, you still say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem, because you can't announce, don't say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem, because that's not right. And therefore, if you say Morid Atal, so they can announce, start saying Morid Atal. So Nusach Svayt says Morid Atal. So therefore, they announce before the Shmon Esrei, in your silent Shmon Esrei, start adding Morid Atal, and that's not telling you stop saying Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem, albeit it's implied, because you don't want to ever say stop having the rain, stop having a bracha. Therefore, Ashkenazim, who don't say Morid Atal, so therefore, they still say in the silent Shmon Esrei, Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem. In the Shaar HaTzion, O Shur, he brings down the Belachash Kamutzoch Laskir Kamo Shaar Ha'am. So everybody says it, including the Chazan, in the silent Shmon Esrei, still Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem. Rav Shechta Shlita this year brought down that Nebuch, because we're all going to be davening b'yechidus, so now what should you do this year? There isn't going to be any announcement. So he points out that this year everybody should say Morid HaTal, even Ashkenazim that normally don't, should say Morid HaTal this year. And from the start of this silent Shmon Esrei, this year we don't say Mashiv Ruach, but you say Morid HaTal. And then afterwards, if you don't normally say Morid HaTal, it's okay, but you won't anymore say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGoshem already from the silent Shmon Esrei of Musaf this year, different than in normal years. Then he says, "All same poskim v'mincha," and everybody then will stop saying "Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGoshem" by the mincha Shmon Esrei. V'u adin ha'yochid she'echad tefilosu b'musaf ad she'achar she'spalu shlichot tzibur. In a regular year, when people are davening at tzibur, but you're getting up for whatever reason late, and you are saying musaf after they've already stopped saying "Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGoshem" in the silent Shmon Esrei, they still said it, but in the tefila of the tzibur, they already stopped saying it. U'pasik lo Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGoshem. So gam kein shuv lo yatsku geshem. So this person who's davening late also can't say it. Ayn shom mishabruah bi'aloch. Common problem then is additional dinim about this. Then the Mechaber continues. He says, "Chaim poski mishon va'elach milushal birchas hashanah." And likewise, in the Chol Shmon Esrei, you no longer say v'sein talamot to the bracha; you just say v'sein bracha. And the Ramah adds, "Hagah v'noagin lo mechol yante betvilas musaf psukim musaf hayom achas shomar aydi Moshe avdecho kamur." We add the psukim in the Shmon Esrei for musaf for that day in the appropriate place in the Shmon Esrei. The Mishmur says in Sivkot Yud Beis, "Haynu b'chol amoyit shuv lo yivakish talamotar," that on the rest of Chol HaMoed, you don't say Saint Halamotu, you just say the same bracha. Ubidyevid Imshachav Yavar, if you forgot and you still said it, Ayin Le'el Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Gimel Bir Halacha over there, because you have to go back and repeat the Shmon Esrei in the certain situations. V'nei Av Shizkimu Aposkim Shein Nochon Shiach V'Zeshamish Dover Zer B'Shuv B'Tzibur Sheshuv Lo Yaskiru Geshem V'Motu. We don't publicly say stop saying the rain, because Shinir Akilu Mimahanim Al Gishamim. It's like we're complaining to HaKosh Baruch Hu, we don't want the rain. V'Al Der Zer Sha'amru Ein Mispalim Arov Gishamim. We shouldn't do something like this. Mikol Mokum That you should specifically make sure that you tell the people same bracha. That's not as much of a problem because it's going to lead to a tremendous amount of people saying a bracha of atala, saying the Rishon Esir wrong. Many people are going to make the mistake. The next day as well. A tremendous amount of bracha of atala. We'll finish off the rest of this tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.